Welcome back in. NoCo Now on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. I am Tanner Schwint, live and on location, and we're down here at Connections for Independent Living. The sun is finally fully out, and it feels so good, nice and warm. Rochelle Miller joining us, the CEO of Connections for Independent Living. Rochelle, how are you this morning?
I'm excellent. We are so glad to have everybody out here.
I know. It's an awesome day for it, right? I mean, we're only a couple days away from Christmas. I think it's perfect timing. The Natural Grocers right across the street just opened up.
I was going to mention, you know, we're pretty dang excited about there being a grocery store directly across the street from us. So we've been pretty thrilled about that for many months now. But, you know, another thing to celebrate is also. So the vaccine bus being out here.
That's right. Well, and first of all, I don't know why downtown Greeley hasn't had a grocery store in so long.
There's a long, complicated story, and if Mayor Gates gets here in a little bit, which he, you know, may be stopping by, we will definitely, there used to be a Safeway just a few blocks away, and so there's a big, long, complicated story as to why there is no grocery store downtown, but the good side of that is there finally is.
There is.
And, you know, that's a real food desert. That's a real situation for some of the people that we serve right here in the downtown Greeley area, that there is that food desert that goes on all around here. And now we are so grateful that Natural Grocers is right across the street. But enough about, you know, giving them some free advertising.
Right. Let's talk about what we've got going on today. So there's it opened up about 10 o'clock. The vaccine bus did. There's been a steady flow of people coming up. What are they doing right now? I see people going over there, they're getting papers, and then going back into their car. What are they getting the shots right now? Are they're waiting just a minute? I know you said there's maybe a little bit of a delay, but what's going?
Tanner,
what's going on?
I think you think I'm a nurse or something like that. That is definitely. I'm a project manager, so no. In all honesty, you know, it's really interesting. We did our first and our second vaccine here in April and May of this year, and it's such an interesting process to watch the Colorado Department of Health come in and do this. And we are so grateful for our partners at Sunrise, and we're super grateful for our partners at North Colorado Health. But what they really do is they draw out so many vaccines, and you can either come and get the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the J&J here today, and, you know, the flu shots. Mm-hmm. But they draw out so many of them, and then they actually are calling back into the CDPHE, the Colorado Department of Health and Environment, and they get the green light. They read off all of the things, and they read off all the numbers, and it's all technical that I have absolutely no idea how it actually functions. So I'm spitballing to let you know that once they get that little green light, then everybody can receive their vaccine. It is free. You don't need a registration. And specifically, if you are disabled, this is an accessible vaccine bus. That is something we really want to stress. You know, your neighbor or you may have been able to go out and get a vaccine super easy. Go to your Walgreens, go to CVS, go to King Supers. Not everybody has that option. And that's really what we are sponsoring here with this bus with Connections, is we have Braille materials. We have large print materials about the vaccine. We have basic English for people who have developmental disabilities. We have a mobility accessible, you know, bus. We have an ASL interpreter here the entire time. So American Sign Language, if you are deaf or somebody in your family, sometimes you have to make an appointment. And then go and find an interpreter and make an appointment with that person.
Oh, goodness.
And then go and get your vaccine. So the hurdles are many. And we are so grateful to, like, move all of those hurdles out of the way for our vaccine.
Well, I love that you give me a hard time for asking these questions, and you have all the exact answers. So it sounds like you could be a nurse. I don't know, but I mean,
we don't want that. No. I don't even put Band-Aids on stuff. That would just pass right out.
Well, Rochelle, I mean, obviously you've been working very closely with the CDPHE and health officials around the area with this COVID-19 pandemic that we've been going through. But, you know, I've been talking with Rick and with Josh, and you guys cover such a wide area.
Yeah.
And some of these small towns, you know, the number of people is not way up there, but the number of people without, you know, easy accessible options is high, because some of these small communities, they just don't have that accessibility factor.
Absolutely. That's always an issue. I also serve on the Governor's Broadband Commission, and so just receiving internet is a problem. So think about how to, you know, get a specific medication or a vaccine that needs to be administered by somebody somebody or get to you or held at a temperature. There's been so many hurdles there. And then just given the sheer size of the area that we cover, an area that's the size of Maryland, it's 13,000 square miles.
That's insane.
And so just doing that is so incredibly difficult. And so we wanted to make sure that everybody who has a disability, anybody who needs to receive a vaccine, and especially right now, we're getting such, you know, awful news about what's going on in New York
and, of course,
and the Omicron variant, and we are just seeing the numbers quadruple daily. It's super scary. So I know I want to be with my family during the holidays.
Right. Well, and that's right. I mean, and you start to run into a little bit of, you know, COVID fatigue, right? I mean, everybody is ready to move on from it. And, you know, one thing that we've learned, and I think we can say for fairly certain, is that the vaccine's very good at making sure you don't get really sick. And that's what we've got going on today. So it's in here in Greeley. It's also in Haxton today, Ray and Yuma in the next coming days as well. But what does it mean to you, you know, to see all these people being able to pull up and you know, the services that you provide, how that's going to make you feel pretty good.
It really does. And, you know, I just really quickly wanted to give people this visual. I heard a doctor say this, and it meant so much to me, is that just because you have the first vaccine, so say you're out in Antarctica and you're out in the really frigid cold weather, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, multiple degrees below zero, and you're just, you don't have anything on. You have maybe like one layer of, you know, jeans and a t-shirt.
Not going to be great.
Putting on another layer of clothing is your first vaccine. Putting on a big jacket and hat and gloves and warmers is your, you know, your second vaccine. The booster is even more layers to protect you.
So. Sorry, I think you're
around too much. There we go. The booster is even more layers to protect you. And so just knowing that you are going to have more and more layers of protection is really what this is all about. And we really serve a population that sometimes has secondary health issues. Mm-hmm. So that's an even more vulnerable population. So obviously the governor's flying in right now. As the helicopter's
coming. Is that what
it
is?
In. I have no clue.
I was like, man, you really pulled some strings to get Mr. Polis down here.
That's all right.
Yeah, perfect. Rochelle, I appreciate you having us out. What else do we need to know about Connections for Independent Living?
You know, I think I'm...
Did I go out again?
See, there we go. You know, we do receive a lot of federal and state funding, but we also, you know, work off of donations, and it's
right.
That time to give.
So it is.
You really feel like you feel the need to give to somebody on behalf of somebody who maybe in your family has a disability or you do, please visit our website, and there's lots more information on our website, Connections with an S, Colorado.org, ConnectionsColorado.org.
Well, I appreciate it, and you guys are working to try and redo the entry out here, right? Make it a little bit more accessible.
It's kind of a mess right now. We're going to make you try to go in later.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really, you know, we have a video up on our website if you want to see one of our staff members trying to get in with his wheelchair.
Right.
It's you know, it was designed a long time ago, and it was great for then, but we have such better ways of accessibility, just like everything. Everything improves, and, you know, accessibility means so much more now than it used to. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is, you know, really what Connections is about. And we want to make sure that anybody and everybody can get into our building when they can. Yeah,
exactly.
When we can do that.
Exactly right. Well, Rochelle, thank you so much for popping by and joining us here today. You guys got an awesome, your team is awesome. So I just want to give
them
a quick plug, because everybody that I've talked to has been incredible.
I am nothing without them.
That's a good leader that knows that. That's a good leader. That knows that. So I appreciate it. Again, the vaccine bus will be here from 10 a.m. So right now all the way till 6 p.m. you can stop by and get you whatever it is. It can be your first dose. It can be a booster. It doesn't matter. No registration, no sign up required. Just stop by. There's a table there. There's a good group of people stopping by.
Or your
right
flu
now.
Shot, too.
Flu
if
shot
you just
as well.
Need a flu
right.
shot. I know I really struggled to try to get a flu shot. It took me like 4 days to get in. So just if you want to come down and just get your flu shot real quick, you can do that too.
Perfect. Rochelle, thank you so much.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Tanner.
It.
Thank
All
you.
Right, it's NoCo Now. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center.